It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Fig Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome back into another race day Saturday. We have you covered from one end to the other. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Welcome into the Midwest Race Report being presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, right here on Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And both websites also podcasted every single week on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. What format do you listen to the podcast on when you're truck driving?
I'm listening on Spotify.
Okay. Man, that is such a simple process. I really got to thank Drew Krybeck and Epic Media because it's on. It also goes on our Facebook page, even though Facebook said they weren't allowing that anymore. And I have found it on 17 different podcasting sites.
No, I don't go looking. I know I could find it when you said we could find it on Spotify. Real easy. I got the app right there on my phone. I hit it. I hit my search history, which, you know, last thing I looked for was the Midwest Race Report. Boom. Two clicks, and I'm listening to the show while I'm driving 65, 75 miles an hour down the interstate.
That's Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert. What a weekend we had last Saturday at the Speedway. Have you recovered? Have you taken your blood pressure pills?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what happened at the start of the second feature. I mean, I'm still playing it over and over again. How could this have been avoided?
Kevin Ramsell joins us via phone, our reporter down towards the Madison area. He's going to be doing some racing coverage this weekend. Kevin, I'm sure you've seen quite a bit of video of what happened at La Crosse last weekend.
Oh, I was watching it live on Flow Racing with you kids. It was.
That's right.
Yeah, I was watching on Flow Racing, so I can try and be ready for this week's episode. But that was I'm glad Carter Christensen did not go over the wall. That kind of reminded me, and Dan, you probably weren't around, and I'm not sure if Paul was, but and Doc probably knows, probably 1993 in the late mile feature on Saturday night at Oktoberfest, Bill Leindecker went over the backstretch wall and was able to walk away from it. And they had to wait till the next morning to pull the car out from the backstretch area there to get back onto the hauler and send it home. But I thought we were going to say a repeat of that, what I saw in 1993.
And you remember when Travis Quaffle was leading a feature and went over the backstretch wall one Saturday night.
And then the year before I started, Emily Sue Steck cleared the turn three wall.
Travis Quaffle was in 1996, and that was on a Sunday afternoon last chance race. And he was leading, and the car went up on the wall, and it was laying sideways on the driver's side door. And he must have moved a butt cheek or something, because all of a sudden it slowly went on the roof.
So again, now last weekend, I did something special for you boys and girls today that is going to be kind of interesting, because I know that the Speedway up in Minnesota starts their races tonight. So first off, real quick recap, Jacob Gady, what more can you say? He took both late model features last week. Billy Doc Niles avoided the big wreck, and it was your quick time qualifier one more time.
And got a little help in that first one with a lap car, otherwise he'd have been second in that first one.
Paul Reichert, we had two 15-lap sportsman features, first time in Speedway history. Bill Schott escapes with the first one.
Yes, good race for him in his modified. And Randy Hemphill had an impressive showing in the second one.
First win since 2017 for Hump, but he's got all those quick times, but I didn't realize it's been 5 years since he got a win.
Yeah, since he's got a win in the sportsman class.
Sportsman, yeah. Right.
And he did it in impressive fashion. He took advantage of the two breakouts that he could use and got to the front quickly and just maintained from there. You know, hats off to Jesse Green, best feature finish for him as he came home second, holding off Sam Niles and Bob Ford on those last few laps.
The Thurkis was back in town. Ben Thurk took the Hornet Division at La Crosse, and I tell you what, that had to have been one of the fastest Hornet races I've ever seen. They're really getting used to that new pavement down there.
Yeah, they are really blazing a path on that new pavement. If they'd had regular qualifying, their group qualifying, we had issues with scoring and timing Saturday night, so they had to do one run laps for qualifying. This track record is going to fall. If it don't fall tonight, it's going to fall in the next couple of weeks.
Well, talking about track records, Penguin, new track record for the minivan division, and nonetheless, John Huebner.
Oh, yes. John Huebner has a great run in qualifying and has a good showing in the minivans, ends up claiming the feature win, although he had that newcomer Ken Hart making things interesting for him.
And Kevin, in the six-shooters, a new name out of all the years we ran six-shooters. How about Matt Cleveland and the race he ran against some of the big guns?
He was very impressive out there, and he took the quarter mile very fast and was able to work his way through the field. That was pretty fun watching six-shooters because we saw some three or four wide action during those heat races and features.
And my buddy Dakota Miller came back out of the blue. He took the second of the line win for the novelty event. And I talked to Dakota afterwards. It's his buddy's car. They pulled it out of the weeds. I don't even remember ever seeing that Pontiac Sunfire out there before. Pulled it out of the weeds, cleaned it up, and look at that. He gets a win. So they might be running a little bit more this year.
That thing was pretty shiny. What did they use, like some Armor All on that bad boy? Or?
It had to have been something.
Turtle wax.
All right, so here's the La Crosse point standings. Now pay attention, boys and girls. This is after week number three. It's Gady, Kirshner, Carlson, Hager, Benzik, Lewis, Wagner, Bagstad, Bachman, and Wallen. Okay? Did you all get that?
You went through it fast, but yes. I got the gist, yep.
Okay, now, the Minnesota track that these guys usually run at, that have been running at La Crosse, opens up tonight. If we lose all those drivers as they go to their opening night, here's what the top 10 would then look like.
Okay.
Kirshner, Carlson, Lewis, Wagner, Bagstad, Bachman, Beamish, Clements, Christensen, and Dene.
Is Beamish going to run full-time
full
here?
Season. Full season.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's, I took Benzik out of the equation because he was still undecided when I talked to him last week. But what a difference a day makes, Paul Reichert, if you take those Minnesota drivers out, they're going to start at their home track supposedly tonight, and then you bump up these other names of Dene, Christensen, Clements, Beamish. I mean, what a night and day difference.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, how many of these Minnesota drivers will still come to La Crosse from time to time, who may just...
Well, we know one that's not, and he told Billy Doc Niles on the front straightaway. That was the closest he has ever said he's running La Crosse ever. That was Jacob Gady.
Yeah, put it right to him. I said, you know, would you consider running here every week? And he said, I would love to, but you know, he has the sponsor commitments back home. Otherwise, he would love to race here every week.
And he also said too that one of his sponsors was on his crew that night.
Yes, so he was. Yeah, I got to meet him after the races Saturday night.
That's right.
So who knows if that sponsor gonna say, you know what? Forget the other track. Let's come back here. You're doing great here.
Well, Billy's going to let you know what's happening at La Crosse tonight. I'm not going to be there. I have a commitment of a family wedding that I promised I would DJ 2 years ago. Then COVID took over. And it is I've noticed since she was a little girl. Matter of fact, her and her sister are former go-kart drivers. And that would be, you had booth number one. And this is booth number two, the one that set sail through the turn one area of the go-kart track years ago. And flew right into the fence. So Billy's going to be announcing tonight. Look at the Dells. I'm going to go to Kevin first because you follow this guy longer than we have. Dennis Prunty is now 3-for-3 in the 602 Outlaw Late Model Tour.
Amazing. And you kind of wonder where he got the idea to start running that. And for something that was supposed to be like this is going to be a fun little hobby on the side. He's doing a great job so far this year, and the 602s will be at Jefferson's night, so I'll be curious to see how they do there with their 50-lap feature.
The six shooters with one win, it's Joshua Zacharias. He spent a lot of time with Toma last year. The Onyx Bandos, it's Alex Hardwick with one win. Onyx Legends, it's Colin Stocker with one win. In the Bandits, Jordan Hoffman, one win. Josh Major has the other one. In the Sportsman, they've ran once. Mitch Leiden won that race. UMA Asphalt Mods, it was Matt Pate with one win. And Dan Howard, the Iceman, picked up the other win last weekend. UMA Pro Late Models, it's like Mike Litchfield. He is 2-for-2. Super Late Models, we were all there for that one. At the beginning of the year, it was Jordan DeVoy with one win.
Lacrosse tonight, the big guy on the big mic since Diker's out. I got control of the show tonight. Late Models, Sportsmen, Hornets, Hobby Stocks, and Street Socks. Guess what, kids? It's Buck Night tonight. That's right. That cheeseburger you've been paying $3 for is now $1. And also, you got, you know, the sodas are $1. The beers are going to be $3, but everything else across the board is a buck. It's Buck Night. You know, you can feed the whole family for less than $20 tonight. Get in there early. Gates open at 5:30. Qualifying at 5:45. First green flag drops at 7 o'clock. Take your family out. And wherever you are in the country, wherever you're listening, take your family out and support your local short track.
When we come back, a big show coming up today. Late model driver Nick Clements in the Kachow. He avoided that big wreck last weekend. Toma's Josh Schaller, second big run in about 7 years in the Hornet division, and he's going to try to go full-time this year. Dan Ostoff, former six-cylinder driver of the Lacrosse Speedway. Now he's in a Sportsman, but it's not his Sportsman. We're going to let you know whose car he is in and why, or truck, I should say. When we return, we're just getting the show started. This is the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 14. Night of the Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son. With a country girl, a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies, more country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Tomah Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back to Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle on the MakeTheMedia.app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. One of my favorite all-time late model drivers. I really can't say that because I love all of them. I hang out with him a lot, and I've done quite a bit of his smokers, so I really got to learn this guy over the years. And he finally went back to the original paint scheme because now I don't have to ask his wife if I have permission to nickname his car. It is the Ka-Chow number 8 of Nick Clements. Nick, how are you, buddy?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Hey, you know, we were going through the colors of the car last weekend, and Billy and I were, and you went back to the Ka-Chow cars theme, and I was really upset because when it was orange, your wife told me I could not call it the creamsicle. When it was yellow, she vehemently told me I could not call it the lemonade stand on wheels. So what was the decision to go back to the original red?
Well, honestly, I really like red, but I really liked this scheme. And my uncle told me he has so many extra colors from the years. He's like, quit changing colors. And I'm thinking this is going to be red. I do like this scheme.
And the kids do, too. I mean, I remember the first year you brought that out and how fast the kids took on because Cars 2 had just come on. The kids are really taking that. So it's good to see the old scheme back. Talk about the early part of the season. It's been an interesting first three races, my friend.
Yeah. No, the first night honestly went way better than I could have thought because, I mean, I didn't get out on the track. I changed a pile of stuff. It actually went without a hiccup, which I don't know. I mean, if you would have gave me the results of the first couple nights, I would have thought they were flip-flop because, yeah, last week was basically like the first night, it felt like, but I got it back together, so that's all that matters. I mean, there was other cars that were probably not so fortunate.
You know, I had mentioned here before we came on the air that I noticed you were having issues and you were telling me about it. Why don't you let everybody else know what was going on last week?
Yeah, I don't know if it had to have happened on one of them first starts, but I could tell something wasn't right because it kept, on the acceleration, it kept wanting to turn right instead of left. So I could hear tires howling a lot different. So at that point, I'm just thinking, let's just make it through the 10 laps because you have to do 10 laps or half the feature to register your tire. I was like, well, let's just get through that. And luckily we got through that and it was a broken upper control arm. So we didn't get that fixed until darn near the race. So at that point it was punt and we'll wait till the following week, but we wanted to race and was going good for a while, gotten a little fender bender, but got her back together. So,
you know what? I think it is. I've got it already worked out what the problem is this year. You've got some dumb Florida pool sponsor on your hood that's not even from the state of Wisconsin. I think that's what it is.
I don't think that is it. I think he's going to be back this week.
You know,
well, he's listening at an airport in Fort Myers right now because he's flying back this weekend because I'm DJing his daughter's graduation at the Speedway Monday. So I can give him all kinds of flack because he's now within arm's reach right now.
Exactly.
So speaking of that, my question in regards to that is, what's the our return of investment expectations for him to sponsor the hood of your car?
Well, I don't know. I think we talked about it at Oktoberfest, and it was drink a lot of beer.
Oh, nice. And there's got to be a swimming pool theme a part of that, though. Is he going to bring a kiddie pool full of beer?
Oh, maybe. That would work.
See, Nick's beer of choice. Why not?
Yeah.
And Nick, I've seen a slow progression here with you in your second time around with the late models here over the course of the 4 years you've been back. How do you feel you've progressed here running with the late models?
It's hit or miss, it seems like. I just got to get through the beginning of the year, and then it's always the beginning of the year struggles that get to the car. Like, it's hard to explain. Just getting going, which staying out of trouble, keeping it in one piece, because you don't get any faster if you're wrecking stuff every week, which, I mean, I feel like that's a lot of people's problems anyway. I mean, the first night was one of the best first nights I've had in a long time, which actually boosted my excitement for this year. So last week, well, it could be a lot worse. So I didn't go backwards too bad, but we'll see what happens. I'm pumped about this year.
Talk about the Kachow number 8 of Nick Clements, NASCAR late model driver at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Depending upon how you look at it, he'll be entering tonight's race is probably 8th in points.
Yeah, it's it, once it all shakes out here, when you get rid of some of the traveling guys. Hey, I got a chance to talk with your buddy Humfeld there Saturday night. He had a pretty good night.
Yeah, that car can drive itself. Anybody can drive it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, Paul,
Thank you. There's hope for you.
Well, Bill Doc Niles, I think you could announce the race while you drive it one of these nights if he doesn't want to do it.
Oh, look at you with the offer.
Yeah, he said you announcing me drive.
I don't know if I could go that slow.
Yeah, me neither. No, he had fun, I believe. I mean, he'll tell you differently if you talk to him.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing I've loved about that guy. As many years I've been at the Speedway, especially the year he had 13 quick times, if something's not going right, Hump Daddy Awesome Sauce, you know, he doesn't swear, but he doesn't hold back. And I appreciate that about the guy.
I got to tell you guys, he sent me a video of the second feature on instant message on Monday. I was conversing with him after work, and he says it is so hard to go that slow after you get to the front. So it's a pretty cool. It was a pretty cool deal for him to show up and win his first feature in 5 years.
Right. I liked all the boos because I could hear them from in the car.
You know what was funny is I was just talking to Mary Schill about that as we were getting ready to leave Saturday night. I hear all these boos, and I look up in the grandstands to see who it was. It was Johnny's Hobbies and his whole fan base. That made it that much more funny.
Oh, yeah, that's what they said. It was Shimmerhorn and all that. Yeah.
It was that whole group that stands in front of the beer stand. You know, Kevin, you and I were talking, not necessarily about Nick Clements' performance, but this isn't the first time we've seen La Crosse Speedway start off racing like it's midseason already, and we've seen some junk tore up.
Yeah, and that's not a good sign. I wonder how many of those teams are kind of hoping for a little wetness to come across the track on Saturday night so they don't have to do this. And, you know, I guess the question for you, Nick, is are you pretty concerned about the damage we've seen within the first couple of weeks here, or do you think people just need to get the little shakiness out of them?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks to see any wrecks. I mean, I would hope that we had 20-plus cars every week. I think that should get everything out of the system, hopefully. And I mean, I was just begging that we could just get single file and get the race done. And then all heck still broke loose. I think we'll be good now. I mean, a lot of people like to blame people that show up from out of town, but I mean, it was just, I don't know if it was a full moon or what. It wasn't anybody from out of town. It wasn't anybody. It was everybody. It was, you just got to let the race start and then race. It's
yeah. And I think, you know, the idea, the double features idea is a great idea. And I think it's more entertaining for the fans than these heat races that have really no bearings to it. But I think one thing you see is that, you know, the first feature, you guys take it a little easy because, you know, you got to save your car for a second one. And the second one is pretty much all out. No holds barred.
Right. I mean, that could be a little bit of it. I mean, I would honestly love double features every night. And then you get rid of the heat races, and then hopefully, like, people wouldn't be so aggressive. But, I mean, it's so tough to win features these days. I mean, it's been tough to win features for years. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know an answer, but I just know it's I want my car to be in one piece every week.
All right, Nick, we're running up against the clock here, so we got just a few seconds left. Why don't you talk about your 2022 advertising partners getting you through the season?
All right, I got to thank my wife and my daughters for allowing me to race, and Johnny for owning the car, and then I got a really good crew of Randy, Cortez, Brian, Mike, and Kevin. And then I got super good sponsors. Johnny's Hobbies, Clements Automotive, Shorty's Pool Service from Florida.
Who?
Interstate Roofing, huh? Genzie's Game Day Pub.
You broke up and said something about a pool.
Or Florida.
But in Florida.
Shorty's Pool Service in Florida. Interstate Roofing, Genzie's Game Day Pub, The Vault.
A short pool service?
Yeah, short. Shorty's.
Okay.
AB Seed and Consulting, The Hunt and Shack, A1 Advanced Pumping, The Vogue, Greg Larson, Epic Media, KO Designs, Lloyd Speed Stop, Weir's Machine, Munzee's, Big D Financing, Chester Cheeto, and Gilbo's Muskie Lounge.
All right, drives the Ka-Chow number 8 at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. He's a kid's favorite. Look at the design of that car, and you can go back in time on a movie. Nick Clements, good friend of mine. And, Nick, we greatly appreciate every time you get a chance to come on the program. Appreciate your whole entire family. And, hey, man, good luck tonight. Billy's on the mic, too, by the way.
Oh, perfect. That'll work out good.
Righty. Nick Clements in the Ka-Chow number 8. Thanks for stopping by the program. When we come back, we're going to go to Tomah, talk Hornets with Josh Schaller. This is the Midwest Race Report. Bob Crunchy, 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. You're growing up.
Things are coming this year to the Tomah Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Tomah Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Tomah on Highway 21.
Are you tired of the typical fundraiser? Well, Big Boar Barbecue can offer you an alternative. How about a pork dinner? Pork, beans, and slaw. A complete meal. It's different, it's fast, and it's easy. And you don't pay for what you don't sell, guaranteeing you make a profit. So if your church, school, sports team, or special cause needs a fundraiser, call us today. We've helped all sorts of groups raise thousands of dollars. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
A Big Boar Barbecue.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Kevin from Tomah Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
This is Tony Lees.
This is Tim Murphy.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Sean McCarthy, the Joker.
This is Sam Niles.
Steve Carlson.
You are listening to the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Beautiful Saturday. Good night to go racing throughout the area. We're going to tell you what's going on at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway here in a couple of moments. I'm radio man Dan Dyker, along with Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Rankard, K Ram, Kevin Ramsell. Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app, and both websites presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Our next guest, it's been a while since he's been a full-time driver at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. He kind of dabbled in a little bit last year with the Finch family and the Pearson family, and Josh Schaller is back in the Hornet division. He's also your point leader, and guess what, Paul? He's on the phone!
Yes!
Josh, how are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, I didn't realize until you and I were talking this week that it's been that long since you've been, because I thought this was your first full-time in a car at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. This is your second go-about, right?
Yep. I started 2015, was my first full season. My goal that year was to win Rookie of the Year. I obtained that, and now I'm gunning for a championship.
So why did you step away for 7 years, man? I mean, once it's in your blood, it's in your blood. I mean, now, not saying you weren't at the racetrack, because I always saw you at the racetrack, but what was the encouragement to say, hey, man, I'm going to get back behind the wheel?
I had some personal things I wanted to do, and racing kind of hindered that. So now that I got my ducks in a row, so to speak, I figured I'd give it another shot.
Is that having babies and building homes like all the other good drivers do?
No babies, and I bought a home.
Kevin, I'm sure you've seen that too many good times down in Madison and that whole area, man. It's every time you get someone that's out there that's a hot shoe, now they buy a house or they have kids.
Yeah, exactly. They look for that way out of it, trying to get out of racing by using one of those as a lame excuse. And hey, Josh, you know, a week ago at Thomas Sparta Speedway, you had a real up and down and up feature event for yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. I kind of botched the setup at the start, but then the tires started to come in, and yeah, I don't know. It was kind of crazy.
Tell everybody what happened there in the feature, because you were working your way up, and something happened, and what was the end result?
We were all racing toward the front. I kind of caused a big one, driving too hard in turn three. Couldn't quite get the car slowed up enough.
Anyway, that's a challenge. I don't care if you're a veteran at Thomas Sparta Speedway or not, getting in and out of turn three is the biggest challenge for every divisional driver. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
What is it about that corner?
Well, driving down the backstretch, you're driving uphill, so you feel like you can drive in just a little bit farther, and then that bump that's in the bottom groove there, that'll definitely throw you for a loop if you don't know what you're doing with it.
I mean, I took Larry Bolster's Sportsman out there last year, and obviously I'm not driving as hard as you guys are because I had never been in that car and then that strong of a motor. But you're exactly right, is just when you think you're leaving turn three, number one, the wall of turn four starts coming at you awfully quick, and then you got to think you may have cars on both sides of you.
Yeah, Thomas definitely a very unique track, almost like Martinsville with a little bit of banking, so to speak.
Has anything changed for you driving-wise or track-wise since 2015? I mean, a lot can change over 7 years.
Nothing major. I have a lot more sponsor help this year, which is huge for me. I didn't have much of that in 2015. So.
And when you started coming back here, running a few times in 2020 and 2021, Josh, you got a chance to drive Paul Finch's car. How did you get that blood going again, getting behind the wheel? How did you start feeling like I'm ready to go racing now? Let's get back into this.
Yeah, in 2020, I actually went with Paul when he purchased that car, and he still had his car. Jordan still had her car, so they kind of set it up for me to run at the end of the year. As far as the racing in my blood, it never left. It's the most addicting thing I've ever done.
Trust me, it never does. Trust me.
There's no high like it.
Talking to Josh Schaller, point leader in the Hornet Division at the Toma Sparta Speedway, just a handful of races into the year. Now, did you get in Pearson's car last year?
No, I wasn't in any cars last year, actually.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Somebody hopped into his car once or twice. That car is obviously one of the fastest Hornets out there this year. Paul Finch has kind of dropped back just a tad bit. But did you think early on in the season with that much competition and that many returning track champions that you'd be sitting on top of the pile?
I did not. I was hoping to be top three, you know, consistent throughout the season. But like I said, my ultimate goal is championship.
Who do you lead on? At the Toma Sparta Speedway, again, a lot of drivers that were there when you got Rookie of the Year 7 years ago are not there anymore. A lot of them might have a little bit more experience or moved up divisions. Who do you lean on? Who do you pit next to? Who do you to get guidance from at TSS?
Really anybody. We're all kind of there to help each other. But if I had to, you know, really single out one person, it'd be Brian Wallace, my uncle. So,
you know, Kevin, you've seen that down at Madison, you've seen that at Slinger, you've seen that at Jefferson, that it's not just, hey, we're Hornet guys, we can't talk to sportsman guys, or we can't talk to late model guys. You've seen that down the southern part of the state, that's not how it is.
Oh, yeah, you see that just about any racetrack you go to, where they go from, where they'll go up to anybody who has any interest in the cars or has past experience, and then they used to race in that division and move up to another division with it. So with it, hey, Josh, I'm just curious, you know, how did you get involved in racing in the beginning for yourself? What drove you to get behind the wheel?
Well, 2010, me and my stepdad, he's really good friends with Tuffy Meyer. We went down to the Dells every week to watch Tuffy race in his sportsman class that year. And that's really when I can say that I fell in love with racing.
Of course, being associated with any kind of a Meyer, that's a good boost right there, especially at Toma.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, we got a little less than a minute left here. Why don't you tell us about the advertising partners that are helping you get through the 2022 season?
We got Robertson Concrete. They're my biggest sponsor this year. Break Room out of Toma, Franny's Bar out of Toma, Big Johnson's Auto, Eastside Auto Sales of Toma, GL Carpet and Vinyl, Tar Valley Engines, Max Designs, Reno Cattle Company, Rick Moak Excavating.
Are you mentally walking around the car right now?
I am.
I love when you guys do that. Because it's too early in the season to get hotshot cards, and you can't write it on your hand. I love that.
I have some hotshot cards, but they're in my trailer out at the shop I work out of.
So. Nice.
Well, I got to make sure that we get some of those up in the tower. Josh, one of those kind drivers that went out of his way to buy extra hats and shirts this year for us to throw off the Diker Drop Zone. His name is Josh Schaller, folks. He's a great guy to talk to, and he's an even better driver on the racetrack and trying to hold down the point standings in the early part of the season. Josh, appreciate you coming on the program, man. Continued success throughout the year.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me.
All right, Josh Schaller, folks. I like that guy, too. He usually stands right down below me, over by the Myers, if he's not racing, and has to show me what he's having for a beverage every single night. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dan Ostoff, a former six-cylinder driver that'll cross Fairground Speedway. He's kind of got a new venture this year. We're going to find out why next in the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son. With a country girl, a true American patriot with deep country roots. Songs about me. It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Ladies love country boys. Trace Adkins and Runaway June. That honky tonk.
an outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. For 7 years in a row, Big Boar Barbecue has been voted the best barbecue and caterer by the people of La Crosse County. I am humbled by your praise. We work our hardest to provide good food and service to any size group, from a small lunch to large wedding reception. We can provide full service or just drop off the food for you to serve. The dates are filling fast, so call us today. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
The Marx Brothers got nothing on us. Here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin and the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Billy Doc Niles, we've often talked in the past that we've met a lot of drivers through the years, my 16 there and your 30-plus. And if you look at Mr. Scholze and you look at Mr. Dene, they raced for a while at La Crosse Speedway, stepped away for 12, 13 years, came back and picked it up, not even missing a beat.
Yep. Scholze and Dene are pretty good indicators of people who go away and get the bug and come back. And our next guest is absolutely no different than them two.
And it's just going to take me a while to get me announcing him from the Action Track quarter mile to the 5/8 mile, because he's now in a sportsman after a big development last weekend. My good friend Dan Ostoff is joining us on the program. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Let's see. You were one of the original six-cylinder guys. Let me think if I can date myself here with Smalls and yourself. There were four or five of you that started No Limits Racing years ago when the six-cylinder started at La Crosse, correct?
I wasn't part of the No Limits Racing right away. I kind of you know, help them out as much as possible. And I guess you kind of consider me part of their team. I would do anything to help them guys.
Yeah, because we had that interview during the rain delay up on the tower on the patio with that one afternoon or early evening. There was about four or five of you guys up there. And I think that's when Smalls presented with the No Limits Racing hat. And, boy, I tell you what, you guys really did something. Oh, first and foremost, did you ever think that six-cylinder racing would get as big as it did since you started that thing year number one?
I kind of had a feeling right away that it was going to get big. I mean, the four cylinders are getting hard to find, and I kind of figured that six cylinders were going to come in. And now, you know, I remember talking to Chuck one time, you need to start a minivan class and look at how big that class is getting.
And you did you get in the minivan class or?
No, I never got in the minivan class.
Ah, you still have time.
Yeah, I don't know if I got enough. I think I got enough on my plate right now.
So I see this year you started in the six-cylinder, but the truck thing now, is that going to be taking over all your time, or are you going to be dividing it between both?
As far as right now, anytime Diane wants me to get in the truck, I will get in it.
And we'll let people know that Diane Campbell got that that pickup truck right after the race season had started and has tooled around with herself, the Thomas Sport of Speedway, and kind of tooled around at the La Crosse Speedway. Now, you were running a six-cylinder last week, and then you jumped in the truck, which nobody obviously told us. So is the six-cylinder on hold, and you're going to focus on the truck, or what's the deal going to be?
Actually, both the six-cylinder and the truck were kind of a spur-of-the-moment deal. John Aaron's old crew chief, Steve, met him one night, and he asked me if I would race one of his cars opening night, and I said, absolutely. So that happened, and then after practice with the six-shooters, I come back in, and Diane's like, I can't race. You need to get in the truck. The whole of that.
Wow.
Was that?
You're like, okay.
So how long's it been since you've been on the big track?
2011, I ran a friend's backup car for Fest, did practice with it, and he blew the motor up in his primary, so he got in the backup. So that was the end of my sportsman career real quick.
And you've had a pretty good run in the street stocks here, Dan. Fifth back in 2015, the Audi was how did you find that car? How did you get that car onto the track?
Facebook Marketplace.
That's a treasure trove.
Oh, yeah. I was on there, and it was kind of a ordeal with that. But got it for $500 and took it home. Next day, stripped it out, went racing. I had my good friend Ben Allen put a paint job on it, and that was it.
Ben Allen's still around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course he is.
I see Benny all over the place.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Now, he's still selling old-time rusted cars that he goes out to Colorado and gets and puts them on the Facebook Marketplace. Kevin, 5 years since Dan Ostoff's been a full-time racer at the Speedway. Now he's on the 5/8 mile. What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool, but I've noticed a couple things on his Facebook page. One, he's not Facebook friends with you on Facebook, Dan. And the other thing is, it looks like you did a little dabbling at the Road America a couple years ago.
I went and watched the race at Road America, the NASCAR race. And
gotcha.
I'm friends with Mr. Diker on Facebook.
Yeah, he has. I got it right here.
Oh, it didn't show up on mine. So
I was going to say, wait a minute. I've been friends with him on Facebook since like 2007, 2008, someone like that.
Yeah,
when you're he's not friends with you is the problem.
When you're a stalker, it doesn't show you everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin said when you're a stalker, it doesn't show you everything.
But my family's been out at West Salem Racing for many, many years. My dad and my uncle all raced with Bill, and so I remember
racing with them. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Got a lot of experience of, you know, either watching and helping on cars. And so it's a dream come true that finally I met somebody that had enough faith in me to get behind the wheel of their car.
So what's the goal? I mean, obviously, you would like to get a track championship. That's going to be kind of tough to do since there's so many other competitors out there, and you're just now getting started. What is your common goal in that truck this year now?
My goal is to finish every lap, not wad it up. And if I can win in a heat race, that would be awesome. But we thought about running for Rookie of the Year, but, you know, there's some pretty stiff competition out there with Barney and all them guys. So I think this year just be a learning curve and get used to the truck, and we'll see what next year brings.
It's only the second week. You have plenty of time to get better.
Yeah. And, you know, we had to do a lot to the truck to get it to handle the way we needed it to for Saturday night. And with being Twins feature Saturday night, I didn't have that 8-lap heat race for my practice
session. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So my practice session was the couple laps I got in qualifying, and that was it.
Dan Ostoff going to be driving Diane Campbell's truck for the rest of the year. When you talk about trying to get it set up to your likeness, how hard was that, and is it something that once it's there, it's there?
It's not quite there yet. It was definitely a lot better in that second feature. We got some work to do on it, you know, getting this seat and everything set where I need it, and pedals and all that stuff. You know, we got work to do on it, and that's what we're doing this week. So all I can do is get better from here.
Alrighty, Dan Ostoff, sportsman number 88 pickup truck, the Toyota Tundra, and you'll see him back out there later tonight. When we come back, Paul's going to take center stage. It's the Reichert Race Rewind right here on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Would you like a job making people happy? Well, I believe we can help you out. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering has openings for both full and part-time work. Days, nights, or weekends. Need to be free on weekends or need to be done by the time the kids get out of school? We can work with that. We need hardworking, energetic people who love to make people happy because our food makes everybody happy. Join the team at Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
It's time for the latest racing news on Reichert's Race Rewind. Now here's Paul Reichert.
And hi, race fans. It's time to check out the racing action that happened from the past week. We'll start with the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars. They were in Swedesboro, New Jersey on Tuesday night. Sheldon Hodenchild, the Wild Child's son, claiming the victory. Thursday, the World of Outlaw Late Models kicked off three nights of racing in Pennsylvania in Bloomsburg on Thursday night. First-time winner alert, Max Blair claiming the win. Friday, Golden Sands, they got their season started. The late models were a part of the show. He stays red hot. Quattro Quattro wins his third feature of the year in the state of Wisconsin.
He's Michael having Trump. A good start to
yes,
the year.
Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Farley, Iowa. Tyler Erb the winner. Mid-Am Racing Series, after a year off, back at Toma on Friday night. And Ron Vandermeer Jr. makes it three in a row at Toma.
I hear they got a bounty out on him for the next race.
Yes, he's won the first two of the season, and Hawkeye Downs is the next stop on June 10th.
That was also the 17th career Midwest or Mid-Am win for him, which is the most winningest Mid-Am driver out there.
Well, James Swan, I believe that's 26.
You better look that up. Yeah.
Oh, but his PR person, their PR person gave that to me last week. Read it right out of the book.
I found it on third turn about the wins there.
She's getting scolded.
We'll see what happens. USAC Sprints at Terre Haute, Indiana. Night one went to C.J. Leary. Dennis Erb Jr. won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Marion Center, Pennsylvania. And Kyle Larson won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at Aca, Ohio. Saturday at 1:41 was Sean Kilgore winning the IMCA Modified feature. At Cedar Lake, Jimmy Mars won the NASCAR Late Model feature. Corey Mader, the NASCAR Modified feature. Lance Hofer, the USRA Late Model feature. Dustin Sorensen won the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek. At Jefferson, it was Jason Erickson claiming his second Late Model win of the year. Aaron Reutzel wins the 410 Sprint feature at Knoxville. Here, LaCrosse.
Reutzel. We've gone through this before.
Okay.
Thanks, Deeker.
Well, LaCrosse, twin features for the NASCAR Late Models first round of the season, and Jacob Getty swept them both despite a big calamity at the start of the second feature. Kevin Buzzy Adams won the Wissota Modified feature at Rice Lake. First time winner Lord again at Rockford. Johnny Robinson wins the NASCAR Late Model feature.
Hey, wasn't he like a sportsman driver?
Yes, he was.
A longtime sportsman driver, yeah.
Sean O'Brett Swedberg wins the second straight Late Model feature. Lucas Lamberry's the IMCA Modified feature. State Park Speedway opened their season. Justin Mondyke won the Super Late Model feature. Bryce Miller, the Midwest Truck Series feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Plymouth on the other side of the state. Billy Baylog claiming the win. Cars Racing Tour at Callaway, Virginia. Carson Quapple won the Late Model Stock Car race. Ryan Moore, the Pro Late Model race. And Luke Fenhouse was second. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Lee, New Hampshire. Doug Kobe claiming the victory there. Southern All-Stars in Bubba's neck of the woods, Sonoya, Georgia. Michael Page, the winner. Spears Modified Series and Spears of Charles Southwest Series, both at Irwindale, California. Travis Thurkell won the Modified feature. Jacob Gomes, the Southwest Tour race. Night two for the USAC Sprints at Terre Haute, Indiana. Robert Ballou claiming the win. And the World of Outlaw Late Models at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. First-time winner alert, Jared Miley claiming the win. Sunday at Angel Park, Jack Rosson won the Badger Midget feature. Hunter Schoenberg won the All-Star Circuit of Champions race. At Dubuque, a couple first-time winner alerts there. IMCA Modified feature went to Bobby Hansen. Tyler Madigan, the IMCA Modified feature. At Salinger, Jeff Holtz won the Late Model feature. Mike Sandholm, the Modified feature. And Dennis Prundy stays hot, 3-for-3 in the 6-of-2 Outlaw Late Model Tour. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at West Burlington, Iowa. Tim McCree, the winner. And the NASCAR Pinty Series on the road course at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Kevin LaCroix claiming the victory. That'll wrap it up for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind. And now here's Dan with what happened last night.
Thanks, Paul. Thomas for the Speedway with an outstanding crowd and an outstanding car count last night brought in the Midwest Dash Series brought to you by RevX. Their annual traveling trip to the Thomas Porta Speedway did not disappoint. In qualifying, young Carter Stark, who turned 14 back in April, set a track record for the Midwest Dash Series last year at Toma. He did it again last night with a 17.114. He also becomes the youngest ever quick time qualifier to hold that record in the Midwest Dash Series. Sportsman quick time qualifier was Dan Fry. Andy Bourne took the Hobby Stocks. Mason Morphy with an 18.551 took the Hornets, and Matt Moore toppled the six shooters in qualifying. Feature time came around, and 60-year-old Kent Steinhorst had his first ever win in the Sportsman, making their first stop at Toma this year. Charles Vian Jr. powered past Andy Moore to take home the Hobby Stocks. Phil Maloff, returning champion and multi-time Oktoberfest winner and multitudes of wins for the Midwest Dash Series, showed everybody the way around as he picked up a win. Matt Moore, the monster of the modified class, took home the six cylinders, and the Hornet division saw something interesting. Mason Morphy took home the win, was going to be win number eight over 2 years. He was DQ'd in post-race tech, and the win goes to Michael Hennessy Jr. Next week, it's the first of three legs for the late model Triple Crown at the Toma Sparta Speedway. When we come back, we're going to close out the show. Big night tonight at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. That's coming up next on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies love country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and Hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitors' stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back one more time to the Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Kevin Ramsel, what racetracks are you venturing off to this weekend?
I will be heading to the fabulous Jefferson Speedway, Wisconsin's action track, Saturday. for the Midwest Sewer Salute to Troops 100. If you're in the southwest or southeast Wisconsin area, you've got to come out and see this. And if you're a former member of the military, we always invite all former and active military members to come down and be part of the greeters line for that race. So if you want to be part of something special, come to that race.
Paul, who races on Monday, Memorial Day?
The Dick Trickle 99 takes place at Golden Sands.
I'll be heading up there early because then I got to come back and I have to DJ former beer man at La Crosse Beer, which is Rich Garber's daughter's graduation. First time I will ever DJ in the Big Red Barn at the La Crosse Speedway. That's going to be something else.
That'll be fun.
What's on your plate there, Billy Doc Niles? What? You're announcing at lacrosse tonight.
I got the big microphone tonight at lacrosse. Late model, sportsman, Hornets, hobby stocks, street stocks. It's buck night, folks. Bring the family out early. Watch qualifying. You can feed the whole family for less than a $20 bill.
They released elephant ears with frosting on Facebook last week. Not only was I not tagged in that, they didn't even bring any to the tower for us to sample. So I don't want to hear what you're eating on my behalf this evening.
I'm going to take pictures and send them to you, buddy. Qualifying at 5:40.
I have a question. Why didn't your food representative get you one?
We don't know. Mitch does every single weekend, and I don't think Paul knew about it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. Back to where I was. Buck night, take the family early during qualifying, feed the whole family for under $20 bill. Qualifying at 5:45, first green flag at 7 o'clock. Dell's Raceway Park tonight, CWRA returns. CWRA late models are in the Lyle Nabefelt 55 Memorial. Also, the Sportsman, Bandits, and American Super Cups in action, qualifying at 4:30. First green flag at 6 o'clock. Next Friday, Tomah Sparta Speedway. Late models return for the first time in 3 years. It's the first round of the Triple Crown Series, race number one. Late models, hobby stocks, high school racing association, soccer moms. Plus, it's Stacy's birthday bash giveaway. Heads up in the dike or drop zone, qualifying at 6:15. First green flag at 7:30. Get out and support your local short track.
All right, talking about support, I want to thank those that support us. Pizzaville in downtown West Salem and Sparta, Dell's Raceway Park, Bibor Barbecue, Silverado Slute in downtown West Salem, Gretchen Clements in Century 21, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! Thank you. I love you, Julie Diker.
The Tomah BP Mini Mart, TACU, Tomah Area Credit Union, Tomah Sparta Speedway, the Comfort Inn on Alaska Midwest Race Connection, and JNO Collectibles. That's going to do it for the program. I'm going to go DJ a wedding. Billy Doc Niles is going to go take a nap and then go hit the La Crosse Speedway for his turn on the mic tonight. I want to thank Kevin Ramsell, Paul the Penguin, Billy Doc for joining us on the program, award-winning program again. I am your congenial host, Radio Man Dan Diker. You've been listening to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Tomah Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Tomah BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Tomah Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.